For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping will pay a state visit to the United Kingdom next week from Monday to Friday. Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang confirmed the date in an announcement on Tuesday. The visit's at the invitation of Queen Elizabeth II. Chinese Vice Premier Zheng Gaoli is now in Singapore to co-chair three annual meetings on bilateral cooperation. The meetings include the 12th meeting of the China-Singapore Joint Council for Bilateral Cooperation, a high-level group established in 2003 to oversee the entire range of bilateral cooperation. The other two meetings will cover the Suzhou Industrial Park and the Tianjin Eco-City, respectively. The latter two are flagship projects between the two governments for promoting cooperation in high-tech industries and sustainable development. Officials say the total fines collected for pollution infractions in Beijing through the first 9 months of the year have doubled compared to the same period of last year. Beijing's environmental bureaus announced that over 100 million yuan has been taken in so far, nearly 16 million U.S. dollars. From January through September, the bureaus launched investigations into nearly 2,500 cases, mostly concerning air and water pollution and construction projects failing to meet standards. Fines increased after a stronger environmental protection law took effect on January the 1st. The new rules allow fines to accumulate daily for companies that failed to correct problems, ending the practice of cheap one-off penalties. The Bureau says it'll be targeting coal burning, open burning of waste, and dust from construction sites as winter approaches. Tibet's largest hydropower station is now fully operational. All six of the station's units were incorporated into the power grid on Tuesday. The Zam Hydropower Station harnesses the Yarlung Zhangbo River, a major waterway that flows through Tibet. It produces 2.5 billion kilowatt hours of electricity a year, which will help to ease the electricity shortage in central Tibet. Chinese Navy's training vessel, Zhenghe, has kicked off a goodwill visit to the United States. The vessel arrived at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii on Monday. It carries 351 officers and sailors, including 171 students from military academies who are on board for training. The ship, named after the great Chinese navigator Zhenghe, was warmly greeted by U.S. Navy officials, Chinese embassy staff, and Chinese expats. Investigators in North China's port city of Tianjin have announced that the owners of a warehouse that blew up on Monday night had violated rent regulations. The warehouse is owned by Tianjin Yongsheng Fine Chemical Company. The flames were put out at around 2:30 in the morning on Tuesday. No casualties have been reported. Officials were concerned about the release of ammonia and other chemicals into the local environment, but none have been detected so far. An initial investigation found that the warehouse stored about 3,000 kilograms of alcohol, 1,000 kilograms of acetic acid, and 800 kilograms of glycerin. One local official says such a chemical warehouse should have been registered with the government, but that had not happened. International investigators of the Malaysia Airlines MH17 plane crash are expected to release a final report on the downing of that plane later on today. The final report is set to reveal what caused the plane to disintegrate, but will not say who's to blame. A preliminary finding has said the Boeing 777 was hit by high-energy objects from outside the aircraft. The Malaysia Airlines plane crashed in eastern Ukraine on July 17th last year while flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. All 298 people on board the plane, including 196 Dutch nationals, were killed. The downing of the plane occurred during conflict between local militants and Ukrainian government forces. Iran's parliament has passed a bill supporting the government in implementing a nuclear deal with world powers. The deal was signed on July 14th in Vienna after extensive negotiations between Iran and Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the United States. It's aimed at ending sanctions against Iran and restricting the country's atomic activities. Tuesday's vote removes a major obstacle to putting the agreement into practice. However, it insists that international inspections of military sites under the nuclear pact should be approved by a top Iranian security body. Two mortar shells struck near the Russian embassy in the capital, Damascus, on Tuesday. It's said that the attack took place when a group of Russian supporters were gathering around the compound to hail Moscow's airstrikes in Syria. There's no casualty report just yet, and it's unknown who fired the shells. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.